This is program number LW2508. Well, if you don't have cable in your home, chances are that sometime during the next 10 years you will have. Cable television is developing at a phenomenal rate. Hi, this is Larry West. The decade of the 80s will see the most awesome advances in TV technology that's ever been in the history of the world. But it will also see the worst pornography problem of the century. Porn pushers have gotten in on the ground floor, and cable and pay TV are already making pornographic movies a new growth industry. In a recent column on the subject, Harriet Van Horn said, "In Anchorage, in Ann Arbor, in big cities and small towns, the TV screen is becoming a steaming sex show. The titles are self-revealing: Captain Lust, The Sinful Belle, The Devil and Miss Jones." In one town in Pennsylvania, maybe even in your town, porno flicks are shown on pay TV 3 times a day, 7 days a week, to subscribers who order them by telephone for $3.50 per film. In an Ohio city not too long ago, during an obscenity trial, a defense attorney wanted to use the number of people who watched porno flicks on pay TV as a measure of community standards. You know where cable television was born? Well, in the late 1940s, it was developed in a small community for communities that were unable to receive TV signals, you know, because of the terrain or distance from stations. Cable systems located their antennas in areas having good reception, picked up broadcast signals, and then distributed them by cable to subscribers for a fee. By 1950, cable systems were operating in only 70 communities in the United States, serving 14,000 subscribers. It wasn't popular in areas where people could receive several local stations with their own antennas, but with the development and launching of communication satellites in the 70s, those living in urban areas began to demand more of it. Today, among the almost 100 million U.S. households with television sets, 1 in 5 subscribes to cable television. Of those subscribers, over 5 million pay an extra charge so that they can get commercial-free, uninterrupted movies, sports events, and other special events transmitted by satellite. Just a few years ago, most of our cable systems in this country had only 12 channels. Now, we're able to get up to 20 and even up to 36 channels. Newest systems have a 54-channel capacity, and systems with over 100 channels are going to be ours in the not-too-distant future. Now, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but did you know that these cable systems have a two-way communication capability? Cable operators are even now talking in terms of shopping at home, paying bills from the living room, retrieving information from libraries, opinion polls, being an efficient burglar and fire alarm, and you name it. The potential seems limitless, but, and this is my deepest concern, so does the potential for all pornography channels. Folks, we've got to put a lid on it. With the treasure comes the trash. Did you know that in Manhattan, there is a public access channel that is referred to as the Blue Channel, on which a pornography publisher has for several years produced a show of porno material, interspersed with commercials for sex palaces, massage parlors, escort services, and you name it. City councils all over this country are now being besieged with bids for franchises. Hints of influence peddling and corruption abound. Scandals have erupted in at least 2 cities. In one city, there are even rumors of a grand jury investigation into payoffs. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. My challenge for you today is to be aware when your city council begins deliberations on the awarding of cable TV franchises. Be sure your city council members know what the community will and will not tolerate in the matter of cable TV program content. Urge them to adopt an ordinance that will ensure that your living room will not be contaminated with cable porn. You know, the eye is the open door to the mind, and what we think about, we are. The Bible says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.